This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Before we start our series, we started something sweet and short, you know, road to Ramadan. And yesterday we talked about, you know, the matters of the Hajj, since we talked about the Dua. There's something interesting, there's something beautiful, there's something that we all know of, you know, and then but a lot of people from somewhere don't practice or don't understand the value of this concept. Shukr. Shukr. In the name of Allah, Ash-Shakur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa in ta'adza rabbukum, wa in shakartum, la azidannakum, wa in hadari, wa la in kafartum, inna hadari la shadid. And your Lord has decreed that if you were to be grateful, that as you do nothing. And the shukr comes from the heart. So Allah says, if you were to be grateful, for whatever, if you were to be grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more, will increase you in whatever that you're being grateful for. And something beautiful, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim says, he says, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نِعْمَةٍ أَنْ كَمَا هُوَ عَلَيْهَا سوف يعذبه الله بتلك النعمة That's very important. Ibn Qayyim says, whoever does not thank Allah for a ni'mah, nor a ni'mah is. Ni'mah is a blessing. So he says, whoever does not thank Allah for, and I'm going to give you some examples. If you do not thank Him for a ni'mah which you have blessed you with, Allah will punish that person or inflict some sort of trial for that person using the same ni'mah. For instance, if you don't thank for what you are going to do, if you don't thank for what you are going to do, let's see what I have been punched on my face because we know to thank. If you don't thank Allah, who's talking about the wife? Let me talk about the wife. If you don't thank Allah for your wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the same wife be the source of all the hardship. The wrong. If you don't thank Allah for your kids will be the source of all the trials and tribulations and hardships for them. If you don't thank Allah for your work, whatever you have, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may say, but I'm able to give him my time, he's giving whatever the Habib is. The word of Isha comes from the Habib. So, thank Allah for him. And this requires a sound heart. A sound of, look what Allah says, is the verse. We cannot enter Ramadan, in fact, when we could get prepared, we cannot enter Ramadan in the same state of death that we're in. I'm talking about Muslims. I may ask you a very weird strange question. And the question is, do you have a heart? You say, how can one do things so sorry? Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalb. Allah says in the Quran, it's a reminder. We've been giving reminders daily, how many lectures, how many khutbas, how many. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَعْنِي فِي عِنْدِهِ الْقُلُوبِ وَلَكِنْ لَهُ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. They have hearts, but they cannot comprehend all those hearts. Allah is saying, it's a reminder for those who have hearts. So I'm asking, is it the same heart that we're going to be welcoming Ramadan 2024? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. Your wealth and your children and your families will not be a benefit to you except that you come to Allah with a sound heart. And Allah also says in Surah Al-Kahf, which is such a very beautiful surah, talking about the, you know, as he talks about the Qiyamah, he talks about, you know, what happens at death. And then he says, A sound, righteous heart. and we need to purify this heart to welcome Ramadan 2024. I cannot go in that same state, otherwise I will not. Because anything that may happen in Ramadan, you will be angry. Your wife will come in your home. If the imam goes a little bit off, you will be angry. Why? And the entire convert is not in that state, unfortunately. So the Prophet Muhammad is asking, yes, Prophet Muhammad. Thank you, Zafir. Tell Allah, as we said, Al-Halal Mubayyin, Al-Haram Mubayyin, وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ. Haram is clear. I'm going to tell you, because if one clear, I'm going to summarize it, but just to tell you what does that have to do with hearts. The Prophet says, Halal is clear, and Haram is clear. To start writing that. Halal is clear, and Haram is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ. And there is something that we say in English, this two gray areas. فمن اتقص بهذا اسمع بصوت مين وجهات رؤيا ايش فمن اتقص بهذا فقد استبرا لدينه وحمده اتقى من التقوى to ever is in the same stay away from that gray area because you see what happens sometimes you have 1000 halal you ask you know you need a fatwa right this is something that confuses you so you hear this same halal and this guy says how 100% And for that, we need a sound heart. And then Allah, the Prophet says at the end, Ala inna al-masadi mudbah. Indeed, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is sound, the whole body is sound. If it is corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. That piece of flesh is dead. This is why I need to make sure that inshallah we follow the heart. We try to purify the heart as much as we can before Ramadan 2024. And I will end with this three things of the Lord Himself, as the Lord Himself says. Check your heart with three instances. If your heart does not connect, that means you don't have a heart. Three instances. Number one, should I leave it as a cliffhanger for tomorrow? Cliffhanger for tomorrow, we're going to carry on, right? Because we said carry on with that. Three things. Check your heart. If your heart does not connect, does not tremble, that means you don't have a heart. Because in the qira'at al-Qur'an, when you read the Qur'an, if your heart does not connect, if your heart is not there, if your heart does not tremble, there's a problem. So in the dhikr illah, when you're making dhikr, if the heart does not connect with the dhikr, but your heart does not connect, there's a problem. And the prayer. And the hearing is pain. When in the trouble, when you're praying, that you just pray, but at the end, you just, what did I do? What did I pray? What is in your heart? Did not connect? He says, then go and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless you with the heart because you don't have it. When you are inside of the Quran, when you are praying, and you are making the Quran. So, so now I'm going to give you a gift, insha'Allah ta'ala, and that gift is how to raise that gift. And that will be my last and final piece of reflection before Ramadan. Because Ramadan, insha'Allah, will start on